This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha will be held at Bapu Samadhi, Rajgad, in the national capital this morning. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Union Minister of State for the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship unveiled 30 entrepreneurship development centres across the northeastern region at the Northeast Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Conclave 2024 at IIM Shillong yesterday. The conclave marked the launch of a landmark initiative to establish 30 entrepreneurship development centres and 4 incubation centres across the northeastern states under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The project aims to empower the youth by fostering entrepreneurial skill and building a sustainable ecosystem. It combines hard interventions like infrastructure development with soft interventions such as 90 entrepreneurship awareness programs, 90 entrepreneurship development programs, 40 faculty development programs, and various competitions to inspire innovation. These efforts target the creation of 900 startups across the country. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman participated in credit outreach programs at Itanagar and Namsai in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. In both programs, sanction letters totaling 21.4 crore rupees were distributed to 355 beneficiaries under various schemes, including retail, MSME and agricultural financing. Addressing the beneficiaries in Itanagar, the finance minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought 17 schemes, including Prime Minister Swanidhi and Mudra Yojana, through which people can avail credit for their businesses. She said the Prime Minister has also ensured that people can avail these schemes without any mortgage or lengthy documentation. Later in the day, the Union Minister inaugurated the SBI Regional Business Office in Namsai and virtually launched 6 additional SBI branches in the region. In a symbolic initiative for environmental conservation, she participated in a tree plantation program at the RBO Namsai under Ek Ped Maake Naam campaign. The centre has released over 5,850 crore rupees to 14 flood-affected states. Maharashtra got 1,492 crore rupees, Andhra Pradesh over 1,000 crore rupees, Gujarat 600 crore rupees, and Telangana nearly 417 crore rupees, among others. These states were affected by extremely heavy rainfall, floods, and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. Interministerial central teams were sent to the flood-affected states of Assam, Mizoram, Kerala, Tripura, Nagaland, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Manipur for an on-the-spot assessment of the damages. Union Minister Amit Shah said in a social media post that government stands shoulder to shoulder with the affected states in mitigating the hardship faced by the people, adding that during this year, more than 14,900 crore rupees have already been released to 21 states. The chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, Arvind Panagariya, yesterday visited the sacred grove Laukantang of Hima Mauklang and the Khasi Heritage Village of the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council, where monolith festivals are held. Speaking to media persons, Arvind Panagariya praised the beauty of Mauklang and its surroundings and hoped that one day he will take his children to Mauklang and visit Sora and other regions of the state. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday launched the Green Grassroot Level Response Towards Ecosystem Enhancement and Nurturing, Meghalaya Plus Scheme, a groundbreaking initiative to conserve and protect Meghalaya's natural forests. The Green Meghalaya Plus Scheme, based on principle of Payment for Ecosystem, PES, supports villages, communities, clans or individuals that commit to conserve and protect natural forests for a minimum period of 30 years. Speaking at the program, Conrad K. Sangma said it is beneficial for the people, the society and the world that the PES program should be taken up at the national and international scale. The Chief Minister said earlier the scheme required a minimum of 2 hectares of forest. The new guidelines now reduce this to just 1 hectare, allowing smaller land owners and communities to utilize. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.